Welcome to the Right Sell Succeed podcast, where it's all about the message you convey that compels your customers to pay. And now, here's your host, Gloria Rand.
Welcome to Right Sell Succeed. I am Gloria Rand, and I am so thrilled that you are joining me today, because today we're going to be talking about some easy ways for you to be able to generate ideas for your business blog. Because I know this is, I think, one of the biggest stumbling blocks, I think, especially for small business owners, they know that they should be blogging for their business in order to be able to get more traffic to their website and to be able to demonstrate their authority in their niche, but they're just not quite sure what to write about. And especially, I think this is true for business owners, maybe in a lot of times in like different industries, like say service industries, such as, you know, a plumber or a dentist or a chiropractor, somebody like that, they may not have the best ideas of what to blog about. They're not sure, and they're not comfortable in their own abilities as a writer, because of course their skills lie somewhere else. But here's the thing, is that it's definitely good to have a writer, certainly if at least proofreading what you're going to put on your blog and can maybe edit it to add in those keywords. But you could certainly go ahead and at least come up with an outline, if nothing else, of what you want to talk about in an article if you're not comfortable writing it yourself. But you could definitely come up with ideas. And I know in a previous episode, I talked about the golden rule of blogging, which is they ask, you tell. So if you have frequently asked questions on your website, you can certainly use that as a idea starter for what to talk about in your blog. But I've also found that there are three key areas that you can focus on in your blog articles so that you can address the things that your potential customers and current customers want to know about. And these the three areas that I'm going to talk about today are price or cost of your either product or service, problems, and the third one is comparisons. So let's talk about these a little bit more in detail so I can explain to you what they are. So when we talk about price or cost, I know especially for businesses, in particularly that sell services or maybe even expensive products, they may be reluctant to talk about their prices online. Certainly in a blog, they may not even post the prices of their products or services on their website at all, because a lot of times they prefer to discuss pricing with customers in person or on the telephone. And the reasoning is that they're kind of reluctant, and you may find this, is that you may be reluctant to put your prices on the website because the thinking is that you're going to scare off potential customers who think your product or service is too expensive. Or you may be afraid that your competition is going to undercut you because of that, because you're putting your price out there, I should say. But here's the problem with this type of thinking. Why worry that someone can't afford your products or services? I mean, let's face it, not everyone can. That's just a fact of life. Instead, you should be more concerned about doing the best job you can, producing the best products you have to sell, or doing the best service that you have, so that you will, because this way you're going to attract the people who can afford your products and services. And in fact, frankly, if you price yourself too cheaply, then you really are going to be attracting people who are just concerned with you know, getting the best deal. And they're probably not going to be the best clients for you anyway. So it's okay to price your stuff a little bit more expensive. But you know what? Now that I think about it, that's probably a talk for another day. But anyway, now as for the competition, now here's the thing. You know what? Guess what? They probably know your prices already, because they probably scoped you out. They probably had people coming into your store or contacting you, and they know what's what. So don't worry about it. Okay. Again, like I said, focus in on what you do, provide the best quality service or product, and then, you know, that's going to be one way that you're going to have people beating down your door. So talking about pricing in a blog article, how do you do that? Okay. Well, if you can mention specific prices, fine. But if you don't want to, here's another way you can get around that. You could talk about it in more general terms, such as you could talk about maybe a pricing forecast for your industry. That could be one article you could focus on. Or you could compare price ranges of two different products. And again, you can put price ranges down. So you can talk in general about how something works. I'll give you an example. In my business, for instance, I work with a lot of different small business owners, and I'm doing a lot of different things. Now, sometimes someone will come to me and they will want to, they're starting a new business, and so they need a new website. So that the price I'm going to quote them is going to involve doing keyword research. It's going to involve writing title tags and description tags for the web pages of the website. It's probably going to include either writing new content or editing content that they've already come up with themselves. Again, adding those keywords in. Now, so that's going to be maybe one price, but sometimes I will work with clients where I'm writing video scripts, or maybe I'm editing blog articles for them. So that's going to be a different price. Or if someone comes to me and they have an existing website, but it's just not getting the traffic they want, well, then I'm going to have to look at it and see, okay, maybe they need to have new keywords. Maybe they don't have any unique title tags and description tags written at all. And the content of the webpage isn't using the right keywords. So then now I'm going to have to rewrite content as opposed to starting from scratch. So again, that's going to be different. So what I'll do instead is say, okay, well, if it's a brand new website, it's going to depending on how many pages, it could be anywhere from $500 to $1,500, you know, or something like that. So that gives you an idea of what to do when you're talking about pricing. Another thing you can talk about is maybe new versus used in terms of pricing. So for instance, if you sell new products, well, let's take here. Here's a good idea. Let's say you're in the car business. You know, you sell new cars versus used cars, and explain why, you know, a new car you're going to get, why it's going to cost more than a used, but, you know, because you're going to get a warranty and you're going to get all new things, the latest gadgets, the MP3 players and the satellite radio and all that fun stuff. So that should give you some ideas, okay, of what to do for pricing. Now, let's talk about the second one. The second one is problems. Do your customers ever have problems with your products or services? It's possible. Maybe you already have a list of frequently asked questions that deal with potential problems that may come up. You know, and you've got this on your website. Well, again, like I said at the beginning, that is going to make great material, should say, for a blog article. Now, what I would do is, you know, address each problem in a separate article, and of course, provide the solution. Okay, you need to be able to give them the solution. And here's an idea: you could try writing like a how not to do something article for your business, as well as a how to article, and explain the problems and solutions with each one. And odds are, for every product or service you sell, I bet you could probably come up with at least 3 to 6 articles that relate to potential problems. So keep that in mind. Finally, the third topic, sort of overall topic that you can use, a great strategy for blog articles, is to use the compare and contrast style. So for instance, you could write about the pros and cons of buying your particular product or service. Because let's face it, your particular product or service may not be right for everybody, and so that could be something that you could talk about in a blog article. You could also present the best and worst products or services in your industry and justify your reasoning. And what's great about this is because this is going to really help to establish you as an authority in your industry. If you're able to talk about comparing different companies in your industry or different products and services that they offer, I'll give you another example of how I did this. I was working with a client a while back who installed landscape lighting. And so I was writing blog articles for him, you know, working with him, coming up with ideas. He would suggest things for me. And then I'd do some research and bounce it off him to make sure it looked good. But I know one of the things is one of the articles I touched on was talking about different lighting fixtures, because there are brass fixtures, there's aluminum fixtures, and I think some other kind too. And so we talked about, because he explained to me, you know, he uses brass because they're more durable and they might be a little bit expensive at the outset, but in the long run, they're going to last a lot longer. And so it's going to pay for themselves. So, you know, versus aluminum, which tend to, especially in Florida where I live, is they tend to rust out a lot quicker. They're brittle and they can get damaged by lawn services and things like that. So I talked about that. And I think that was like one of the more popular articles on his blog, because people were able to look at and see, and he was able to, you know, like I said, I worked with him and he told me, shared his experiences. And so then I put that in the article so that, you know, this was why he believed that this kind was the best. And like I said, if you offer a low price item versus a more expensive one, or vice versa, you know, contrast the two and make the case for when people should, you know, buy an inexpensive one versus the deluxe model. So the key really in all of these articles is to demonstrate your expertise about your particular product or service and your industry, because this is the way that you are going to be able to demonstrate your expertise, demonstrate your authority in your industry. It's going to help people to get to know you. They're going to understand that you really do know what you're talking about. And so it's going to make it a lot more easier for them to then decide that if they need your particular product or service, then they're going to want to buy from you, or they will recommend you to their family and friends because of this great information. Now, let me give you one last tip before we close out today, and that is to get organized. So before you sit down to write your next article, take time and make a list of article titles based on the three categories I mentioned here. So it was price and cost, problems, and comparisons. And then use an editorial calendar to plan out when you'll publish each article. An editorial calendar is great, because then you can plot out and say, okay, you know, I'm going to do this on this day, and Tuesday we'll do that, and Thursday we'll do this other article. So you have everything organized, planned out, and this way you can stop stressing about what to write about and concentrate on providing that useful content for your prospects. And let's see, I'm trying to think if there's any other last minute ideas I wanted to put out there. Yeah. Okay, so that will do it. So I hope you got some useful information out of this episode today. And if you liked what you heard, I please encourage you to do me the utmost favor of leaving a rating, rating this episode, and leaving me a comment, a review on iTunes. It would be awesome. Connect with me on Twitter. I would love to be able to hear from you on Twitter as well. If you have any questions or anything, my username is at Gloria Rand. And if you encourage you to use the hashtag Write Sell Succeed, and that is WRITE, Sell Succeed, and then I'll know that you're one of my podcast listeners, and that would be so awesome. So, I think that's going to probably do it for now. So until next time, I am Gloria Rand, wishing you all much peace, love, and prosperity.
Thanks for listening to the Write, Sell, Succeed podcast. Want more information? Visit GloriaRand.com. And don't forget to follow Gloria on Twitter at Gloria Rand. Let Gloria know you're listening. Use the hashtag Write, Sell, Succeed.